something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian John Reap in the studio later today, later next week.
Do you have the details on the Jeremy Renick story there, Craig?
Greg Morton will be here next week.
By the way.
Yeah, it's Roenick, right, yeah.
He was pretty
innocuous.
It really is.
Yep.
He was on a podcast through Barstool Sports.
Which, by the way, is a hardcore sports broadcast. They get into nothing that we say much
this
worse
than
they do.
This podcast was recorded 2 months ago. So I don't know why they chose to react now.
I seem to remember him getting like suspended or something when it first was released. This might just be the end of their internal investigation.
He was on this podcast, this hockey podcast, and he was talking about a trip that he took to Portugal last summer with his wife and a coworker, Catherine Tappan.
Oh, so he actually said the name of this girl.
Yeah.
And she's an NBC broadcaster also?
I don't know what
or behind the scenes
no,
or what?
No, she's his co-host.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And then he says,
you're right, Nick. He's in trouble with his wife, too, now.
Oh. He says, I was the king of Portugal. He said, when you walk into every place and you have two blonde bombshells on each side, your chest pops out a little more. And he says, there's this woman that approached him and asked if both his wife and Tappan were with him. And he said, yes, they are. And Catherine, the person he works with, says, shut up. And she starts yelling at him, you know,
right. How
you do.
So the two blonde bombshells.
One's a wife, one's his
co-host and his wife.
Yeah. Right.
So they obviously are friendly with each other.
What is it, threesome?
And so, you know, she starts yelling at him, and he says he plays it off like, you know, yeah, we're going to bed together every night, the three of us. He says, now, if it really came to fruition, that'd be really good, but it's never going to happen.
So he said that out loud on the podcast.
Yeah. Yes, immediately.
And once again, I think it's the co-worker situation. But if she's not suing him for anything, who cares?
Yeah. And then later in the podcast, and this doesn't turn into anything as of yet that we've heard. However, later in the podcast, we're talking about this other guy, Patrick Sharp, who was a fellow hockey analyst on NBC, and the conversation moved over to whether Jeremy and Sharp, or if Jeremy would sleep with Sharp, and he said, he's so beautiful, I'd have to think about it if he asked me.
When can we have a threesome?
He said he wouldn't say no right away.
So he made the jokes about guys do like we always do with each other.
Yeah, but apparently nothing's coming from that.
Right.
NBC announced his suspension 5 days later.
And then fired?
Now, Catherine Tappan, released a statement through an NBC spokesperson shortly after the suspension, saying that she and Jeremy continue to be good friends. What he said was unacceptable, especially among workplace colleagues. I don't condone his comments. But she started it off by saying that they're still good friends.
Sounds to me like she's leaving the door open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, in December.
It's the HR and the Me Too. You can't talk like about coworkers on the air like that.
I can't believe anybody. Unless it's gay.
Unless it's all of us each other. This is a consensual thing. That's a good point.
Because we do that every day.
Yeah, I think we do.
Six or seven
Craig
times.
Craig said off the air, we do it every day.
And that's not what he got in trouble for, is saying how handsome his male coworker
was.
No.
NBC what is wax off?
Should have just been happy somebody was listening to that podcast.
Yes, that's what I was saying, man, because most people don't listen to this crap. I mean, podcast. Although Barstool Sports has actually got pretty good listenership.
But apparently it got up the chain at NBC Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jeremy's ticked.
Yeah, well, she didn't rule it out.
He lost his gig. And he'll just fill that with some other hockey jock, and he might not get that gig back.
Right.
Yeah. He's a pretty good broadcaster.
Got
to believe he'll
But there's
end up
always
somewhere.
An ex jock ready to fill those gigs, man. And they're just as good.
So
and
now Jeremy is saying, what a joke. Because now he's fired, not just suspended.
Yeah.
But that's an egregious error these days.
No. Yeah. He can do commentary on threesome porn videos.
if I had
that
one,
he
I
never
do.
Gets to make.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Caliendo do that. Jim Rome calling play-by-play on a porn clip.
I'd rather hear Madden Rome, but you're right.
Boom.
Yeah. Well, he could do Madden. He could do Rome. Yeah. He could do Morgan Freeman.
He only does that here, man. We only make Frank cross that line on this show by his own admission.
Yeah.
He didn't cross the line in other shows. I've heard other shows.
No.
He doesn't do Madden on Coke anywhere.
But the next time he's here, we should run a porn clip and have him call play-by-play.
We should.
I think Morgan Freeman's where it's at.
Yeah.
I've always loved his Morgan Freeman impression.
And Joe Madden, Yeah, I want to hear Joe Madden impersonation. That'd be great. I have no idea what he sounds like.
Yeah, but that's Jim Rome calling that one viral video where the kid's rapping and accidentally shoots his gun.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Oh, he did. Excellent.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Because he's the first, that's the first I've heard of where he thought it was fake. And I kind of thought it was, too.
Oh, yeah, I think it's fake.
Seemed a little staged because Mom showed up a little too quickly and pulled him out by his ear. Boom.
So it's Valentine's Day, and that means that Justin Bieber dropped an album at midnight today.
Good.
Earlier today. Celebrating his love to his wife, Haley.
Right.
So we get 17 new Justin Bieber
17?
Songs.
17?
There was a great... There was a, he was on SNL the other day.
Yeah, 17.
And he looked like white trash on the show for something. And I'm thinking, this it can't be just me. He looks really weird looking. He's got white trash hair and a mustache.
The mustache is creepy.
So like, I'm thinking it wasn't just me. The very next day, I saw like awful announcing a Twitter's feed is pretty funny. And they said, he goes, Bieber looks like he just found out he had three trucks in the finals. it was great.
I heard someone else refer to him like that.
Yeah, he looked.
Well, the one I keep seeing
that
is
someone that doesn't read, so they came up with it on their own.
A
picture of a young Justin Bieber, and then the picture of the current day.
We
Justin
all get
Bieber,
older, but I get what you get.
Yeah, this Justin Bieber looks like he's trying to lure this Justin Bieber into a van.
Yeah, that one was funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
So yeah, you can get the.
No, we can't. We're not going to get that.
Love songs dedicated to his wife and collaborations with Post and Quavo and
17 songs that suck.
Blah blah blah.
That's actually the name of the album.
And featuring
17 songs that suck.
And featuring
Justin Bieber.
Right.
Last month was the hottest January on record.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, it's fine.
Moving on.
Yep.
The 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues being celebrated.
Where's your global warming today?
Yeah, no, it was yesterday. It's warm.
Well, it's in Antarctica is where it is.
It's always very cold. Right. Well, it's very cold to all of our broadcast cities today. So if you're going outside, put some clothes on. Sub-zero wind chills all over the place.
Yeah.
I check with experts on everything except for global warming. Then I just ask to do
no.
Do your own research.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, I saw
everything I do, I ask an expert. I take my car in the other day. I'm getting my dog's leg fixed. That's a vet that does operations, a car place that fixes cars. And but for global warming, I just ask my buddies, my right wing buddies. I ask them, and they know.
Well, they've looked into it.
No, they haven't.
They were told by someone.
Told by some other idiot right wing buddy. Right.
I'm not a vet, but I've played operation. I could probably do that for you.
There you go.
Cut you a deal.
Sure.
Bring the scissors.
I saw a time-lapse photo of that research station in Antarctica.
That's brutal, huh?
Well, I think it showed last year at this time. It was obviously covered in snow, even though it's summer down there. Summer in Antarctica. And, you know, it's pretty barren now.
Right.
Snow is gone. The ice is gone.
They're out grilling.
It was 65 that day.
65 degrees.
It was 65 degrees.
Well, it was, that. And then we mentioned that. And then a couple of days later, it was a couple degrees higher than that.
Yeah, was it really? Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Beautiful day in Antarctica.
Yeah.
At least that part of Antarctica.
For a barbecue.
Which is what it's not supposed to be.
Right.
It's not supposed to be a beautiful day in Antarctica.
Yeah, that's like the warmest ever, right?
Right.
Warmest temperature ever recorded, anyway.
Yeah. It was warmer than San Diego, at least one of those
days. Yes, it was.
It'll help their tourism.
Yep.
There's actually Antarctic tourism.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going deep into the continent, and that's for the adventurers. But they will take cruise ships there.
Well, it's probably a place people go just to say they were there.
Yes.
I don't think you want to spend a lot of time there. It's like, all right, that's it. We're here. It's
great. Right. You want to go to all seven continents.
And the coronavirus might just die there. But not now. It's not that cold.
That's a bucket list thing for people who have money. And the wanderlust.
Probably catch a boat in Chile.
Yeah.
On the way to Antarctica.
You do.
Yeah. Dick.
It's still a pretty good float. Yeah. You know, you look at a world map, it looks close, but I guess it's about a 6-hour boat ride from the tip of South America to Antarctica.
Chile. That sounds horrible.
Yep.
Really, I'd kind of like to do it.
6-hour boat ride?
No way.
That's 2 3-hour tours.
Yes.
And sometimes, that's, I believe, called the Drake Passage. And sometimes, I guess it can get a little rough.
You'd have enough time to watch Titanic twice.
There you go.
Because apparently Magellan had a little problem when he was going around the Cape of South America. And then once
did you read that in some book?
Yeah, I did read that in some book.
It's full of lies.
Once he got out of there and came to the Pacific Ocean, that's how the Pacific Ocean got its name. Because it was suddenly became peaceful.
All right.
And listen to that podcast. It's going to get a lot of listeners.
The Magellan podcast?
Yeah, do the Magellan podcast. Yeah. Later on today, Todd's got a second segment.
How the Oceans Got Their Names with Todd. Download it tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Todd.
How the Oceans Got Their Names. That's like Fun with Flags on the
Big Bang.
On Big Bang, yeah.
What else is going on, Craig? We're enjoying some Hog Wild Barbecue, by the way.
Yes,
thank
we
you,
are.
Hog Wild
Man,
Barbecue.
That's right. Good.
Mm. And talking Explorers. Mm. Yeah.
The 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues is being celebrated in the city where it was created. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and others were on hand to praise the impact the league had on the game of baseball. Manfred said players are going to be wearing a special logo to commemorate the anniversary on June 27th. This is going on in Kansas City, by the way.
Yeah, that's where the Negro Hall of
Kansas
Fame
Kansas City
is,
Royals
right?
owner John Sherman praised the way the Negro Leagues Museum tells the story of the league.
Was that the inaugural team? Or I imagine there were several.
There were several. There were the Pittsburgh Grays.
The Homestead Grays.
And the Pittsburgh Monarchs, the Kansas City
Monarchs.
They were the Monarchs.
Homestead Grays, Pittsburgh Crawfords. I'm sorry, Pittsburgh Crawfords are one of the teams. I love their logos, and I've asked Luke about this. I got a go-ahead. Are we allowed to wear that?
He said, yeah.
White guys are allowed to wear those logos.
We got the pass.
Yeah. I still haven't got a Homestead Grays shirt or a Pittsburgh Crawford shirt, but I think I want to get one. So Luke speaks for all black people, for us at least. So he said it's cool. And I would think they want white people to buy it too because it would sell more gear.
Sure.
There's part.
Right.
Yeah. Story out of.
Yeah, there were a ton of.
Yeah.
Negro League teams.
Yep.
Memphis, Cleveland, Nashville.
Yep.
Pittsburgh, Columbus, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Indianapolis, Detroit, Dayton.
Well, you'll never know what the Babe Ruth and all those legends, how they would have fared against.
Well, we wouldn't have known. I mean, they'd have still been good ball players. The problem was that the great black players never got to play in the white leagues.
Yeah.
And you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like 8 teams in 1920 when they first started.
Got it.
Where's the white Major League Baseball?
Everywhere else.
Oh, the other league. That's right.
That was everywhere else.
That's called college baseball.
It's not that long ago.
Are the majority's players in the MLB white?
They are. They are now white or Hispanic. It's still white over Hispanic, and the black players has shrunk a lot.
I thought the Hispanic players had taken the majority by now.
I don't think they do. I think white guys still.
No, I don't think.
But
so.
There's a lot of Hispanics. You're right, Puss.
But I know the percentage of
starting
black
starting lineups.
Players,
yeah.
Yeah, has gone down since.
Oh,
you know, we became baseball fans.
And they're all into necklaces.
Well, they're not playing the inner cities anymore. Not playing much baseball in the inner cities. It's hurting it. Plus, it's become a country club sport. We need money to do it. Believe me, I spent a fortune on this travel.
You got to get on
select
your
select ball.
Yeah. If you want to be good, you got to get on the travel team.
To play against the best players. You got to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any better if you play unless you play against good.
And that's
going to
cost you.
Oh, a lot.
It does.
A lot. A lot.
And money and time.
Yep.
And some people
don't have it.
Yeah, some people don't have the time. They may have the money, but they don't have the time. Or some people got the time, and if you got the time, you a damn good chance you don't have the money.
And you can still play basketball and football, and it's just you just play, and you're good, you're good. You'll rise to the top.
Yeah.
But you can't in baseball. It's tough.
Story out of Honolulu.
Which
Hawaii.
Island?
Hawaii.
All right.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which island? You like a licky dicky.
That's on the island of Oahu.
Oahu. A common story with a bit of a twist. Michelle Gabriel, former director of Mary Knowles Middle School. It's a Catholic school.
Yep.
She was 8 months pregnant when she was asked to step down.
Oh, the Catholics are so great to each other, aren't
because
they?
She's not married.
Oh.
And they didn't
But bring that kid back when he's 8 so we can see we have a hottie.
So,
they
she wasn't showing?
Bring his tight ass back over here.
Because she was 8 months old?
I don't know. Eight months pregnant.
Certainly somebody had to notice.
Yeah, they're good people.
She's worked at this Catholic school for the last 16 years.
Yeah, well, probably a good
teacher. She was told to leave because of concerns from parents and faculty about her pregnancy.
But bring that kid back.
Here's the twist.
Oh, please. Please, listen to the busybodies.
Now.
What's the twist?
She underwent in vitro fertilization.
Oh, so she wasn't inseminated.
Well,
by somebody else.
Yeah, it wasn't direct injection.
What a semen.
Yep.
And is that an even more egregious
offense?
Yeah,
you can't do that.
I wouldn't think so.
No, that's gotta
be. I think the issue is the premarital bit.
Yeah. Because she doesn't have a husband to raise that baby.
That's what I that's what I was.
There's a lot of single moms
thinking.
Out there.
Yeah, but but the sin is the premarital sex.
Unless you're a priest, then you're allowed
right.
to. Yeah.
Well, that's a sin too.
A priest don't get married.
I think the sin.
Well, you can't marry a 9-year-old kid.
Yeah. No, you can, and they hate that.
Yeah. Sin also includes having a child out of wedlock.
Yeah, maybe.
They knew she was pregnant the whole time. Why'd they wait 8 months into her pregnancy to fire her ass?
I don't know.
I'm guessing they probably didn't notice.
She told them at 4 months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They threw her a baby shower.
Damn.
Seems like
and
they
then
knew.
A few days later, they said, you're going to have to go.
Reason number what? We list why that whole thing is messed up. Messed up.
So, there's that.
There's a great meme out there. It's not necessarily Catholic. It's just a great meme. It's an old lady in a car, and she goes, I'm about to leave church and go be a C-bomb to some service worker. It was just a great – the way it's written out, obviously, it's not C-bomb.
Thank you, Karen.
That's perfect.
Totally.
Is Becky mad? I hear Becky included there, too, in the Karens.
No, I was. Oh, really? Yeah, I only heard Karen.
Becky's, I've heard Becky's in there. Yeah.
She believe it. That name's used as a white girl name for years. She's used to
that's
that.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God, Becky.
Right.
It all started with that.
Does Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson getting his own Netflix original comedy special.
He's a funny dude, man.
Alive from New York.
When RuPaul did that, dressing him like a drag queen as a guy named Chad, that was hilarious, man. Okay, that guy. Okay, that's a funny bit. Who's he banging now?
I don't know.
Sure, she's hideous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he goes through a lot of them. Because it was Andy McDowell's daughter
for a little bit.
A little while. Yeah. After Ariana Grande.
Right. And
Kate Beckinsale?
Kate Beckinsale.
If this is still holding true, at least at the end of last year, a couple months ago, he was dating Kaya Gerber, who is Cindy Crawford's 18-year-old daughter.
She was dating her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that dude?
She's hideous.
Yeah.
I'd call Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, so it's the daughters of famous models who happen to be models themselves, I think.
Right.
Fun fact from Heather here, it's unethical. To do in vitro fertilization in the Catholic religion.
Oh, I did not know.
I didn't know that either.
So it goes against
that,
God.
I did not know that. Thank you.
So why? Like, so even like married couples can't get pregnant, can't even do it.
Correct.
Oh, you are playing God. I imagine. Yeah.
So you're just supposed to stay barren the rest of your life because some old priest tells you to, right?
It's God's plan.
Right.
It's God's plan.
But bring the kid back when he's 8. If you get one. Why don't you go adopt one for us? We'll give him a candle. We'll give him a candle and shake his ass.
But we'll recruit the hell out of that kid later if he can run a football.
And don't yell at me, by the way.
More good news here from John. Email us tnt@tntradioempire.com. Someone I knew recently had a baby out of wedlock and was promptly fired by the Catholic school she was working for as a teacher.
Yep.
Good Christian values.
Of course they are.
Yeah, but, you know, she was direct injected, I imagine.
Yep.
And that's a sin.
What is semen?
Right.
Direct injected.
Yeah.
Direct injected.
Operative phrase there is out of wedlock.
All of our kids were direct injected.
Yep.
Yeah.
And some of ours were out of wedlock. Nick?
All of mine.
Me?
Me?
Oh, only one of mine.
All of mine.
And all of yours.
Oh, no. Yeah. My wife was like 9.5 months pregnant at our wedding, right? So,
yeah, but the baby
that one was conceived out of wedlock.
She was born after the fact, right? Yeah,
technically not a bastard,
right?
Because you were married at the time of birth.
Yeah.
So do we only have two kids amongst this entire room that were born in wedlock?
No, I had three.
Afterwards. You only had the two out of wedlock.
No, we all did direct injection.
Yeah.
How many? Okay. Of the room, how many were planned?
Zero.
We planned both.
Zero.
One.
We planned both.
You planned one.
Yeah, the one was planned.
Yeah. We only had
two, three. Craig, none of yours were planned, were they?
Not by me.
Not by me.
Hey, you're having sex without
not
birth
by
control.
Me.
You did something.
Okay, let's get a percentage on this. Okay, how many kids total? We got Nick, how many?
Three.
Three. Greg, two?
Yep.
That me, I was. I guess I'll have to give me five.
You got five.
Yeah, you got five.
Yeah, you direct injected
and,
that
and
girl.
One, and
ten.
One right. Over here.
Yeah.
All right. So we got 13 kids total.
That's a lot.
And three were planned.
This group has 13 kids.
That's
that is not cool. I never really added it up. I knew when Nick joined the show, we added three. But
no, we got
this group should not have 13 kids.
There's 12. Oh. We cut it down to 12.
That's horrifying.
There's one that's kind of out of the picture.
No, you fathered it.
No, you fathered it.
You fathered it. That counts. It. That's 23% of the children in this room that were planned.
You made the injection.
I'm still freaked out by 13 kids we're responsible for.
That's like more than a conversion van for.
Yeah, but some of us are doing more than our fair share. I mean, I've only got one, but Todd's picking up my slack.
Right. Yeah, but we still are still adding them in there. And it, yeah, this five should probably not have had five at 13 kids.
No. Yeah. I think they all turned up okay.
No. I'm just saying, if you listen to us, if you just listen to us.
I'd tell them the jury's still out.
No, they're all good kids, but they're still, you know. It's not even that so much. It's we're the ones that procreated 13 times.
Spreading the seed.
This dick joke show.
We should not be role models to that many people.
They turned out well in spite of us.
No, I think we're good. I know all of us are good dads off the air, but I'm talking about this is what people hear and what we say to each other.
No.
Okay, you're not. No. You weren't to Adam. That's right. Yeah. You're dad to the other kids.
I wasn't so much to the other ones for a while.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.